passageways in here can run for miles.
I don't think this is such a good idea. What is it?
It belongs in a museum. Going back and find the others. Tell Mr. Havelock that there are men living in the caves. Have him bring the sheriff. It's only a snake. Did you hear what I said?
Right. Run back. Mr. Havelock, the sheriff. What are you going to do?
Thank you, sir.
Stick with your hands.
That was your mouth. Stop it. Stop it.
Mr. Havelock! Anybody?
Everybody's lost but me.
Thank you. Dad, you listen.
Junior!
1, 2, 3, 4.
In Greek.
Ena, Vio, Via. Tessida, Dente.
May he who illuminated this illuminate me.
I brought the sheriff.
And there were 5 or 6 of them. I just
all right.
Just came after me.
You still got it?
Well, yes, sir. It's right here.
I'm glad to see that. Because the rightful owner of this cross won't press charges to give it back. You've got witnesses, 5 or 6 of them.
My property from you?
That belongs in a museum.
So do you. Throw him over the side.
Archaeology is the search for fact, not truth. If it's truth you're interested in, Dr. Tyree's philosophy class is right down the hall. So forget any ideas you got about lost cities, exotic travel, and digging up the world. We do not follow maps to buried treasure, and X never, ever marks this spot. 70% of all archaeology is done in the library, research, reading. We cannot afford to take mythology at face value.
Next week, Egyptology, starting with the excavation of Nucrates by Flinders Petrie in 1885. I will be in my office if anybody's got any problems for the next hour and a half.
Perkis.
I did it. You got it.
Very well done indeed. This will find a place of honor in our Spanish collection.
We can discuss my honorarium over dinner and champagne tonight. Your treat.
Yes. My treat.
I'm
so
glad you're back. Your mail is on your desk.
Here's
your
phone
messages.
This
is your appointment schedule, and these
still haven't
been graded.
Irene, put everybody's name on the list in order they arrive, and I'll see each and every one of them in turn.
Your trip down was comfortable, Dr. Jones. My men didn't alarm you, I hope. My name is Donovan, Walter Donovan.
I know who you are, Mr. Donovan. Your contributions to the museum over the years have been extremely generous. Some of the pieces in your collection here are very impressive.
Well, like yourself, Dr. Jones, I have a passion for antiquities. Have a look over here. This might interest you.
Sandstone, Christian symbol, early Latin text, mid-12th century, I should think.
That was our assessment as well.
Where'd this come from?
My engineers unearthed it in the mountain region north of Ankara while excavating for copper. Can you translate the inscription?
Quis quis bibit aquam, who drinks the water I shall give him, says the Lord, will have a spring inside him welling up for eternal life. Let them bring me to your holy mountain in the place where you dwell, across the desert and through the mountain, to the canyon of the crescent moon, to the temple where the cup that... where the cup that holds the blood of Jesus Christ resides forever.
The Holy Grail, Dr. Jones. The chalice used by Christ during the Last Supper. The cup that caught his blood at the crucifixion and was entrusted to Joseph of Arimathea.
The Arthur legend. I've heard this bedtime story before.
Eternal life, Dr. Jones. the gift of youth to whoever drinks from the grail. Now, that's a bedtime story I'd like to wake up to.
An old man's dream.
Every man's dream, including your father's, I believe.
Grail lore is his hobby. He's a teacher of medieval literature, the one the students hope they don't get.
Well, sir, you're neglecting our guests.
Along in a moment, dear.
Hard to resist, isn't it? The Holy Grail's final resting place described in detail.
What good is it? This Grail tablet speaks of deserts and mountains and canyons. Pretty vague. Where do you want to start looking? Maybe if the tablet were intact, you'd have something to go on, but the entire top portion is missing.
Just the same, an attempt to recover the Grail is currently underway. Let me tell you another bedtime story, Dr. Jones. After the Grail was entrusted to Joseph of Arimathea, it disappeared and was lost for 1,000 years before it was found again by 3 knights of the First Crusade, 3 brothers, to be exact.
I've heard this one as well. 2 of these brothers walked out of the desert 150 years after having found the Grail and began a long journey back to France, but only one of them made it. And before dying of extreme old age, he supposedly imparted his tale to a Franciscan friar, I think.
Not supposedly, Dr. Jones. This is the manuscript in which the friar chronicled the knight's story. It doesn't reveal the location of the Grail, I'm afraid, but the knight promised that 2 markers that had been left behind would. This tablet is one of those markers. It proves the knight's story is true. But as you pointed out, it's incomplete. Now, the 2nd marker is entombed with the knight's dead brother. Our project leader believes that tomb to be located within the city of Venice, Italy. As you can now see, Dr. Jones, we're about to complete a great quest that began almost 2,000 years ago. We're only 1 step away.
That's usually when the ground falls out from underneath your feet.
You could be more right than you know.
Yes?
We've hit a snag. Our project leader has vanished, along with all his research. We received a cable from his colleague, Dr. Schneider, who has no idea of his whereabouts or what's become of him. I want you to pick up the trail where he left off. Find the man, and you will find the Grail.
You've got the wrong Jones, Mr. Donovan. Why don't you try my father?
We already have. Your father is the man who's disappeared.
I've been friends since time began. I've watched you grow up, Indy. I've watched the 2 of you grow apart. I've never seen you this concerned about him before.
Dad? He's an academic, a bookworm. You're not a field man.
Dad! Dad!
Dear God. The old fool got himself into now.
I don't know, but whatever it is, he's in over his head.
Dad!
It's today's mail. And it's been opened.
That's it, Marcus. Venice, Italy.
What is it?
It's Dad's Grail Diary. Every clue he followed, every discovery he made, complete record of his search for the Holy Grail. This is his whole life. Why would he have sent this to me?
I don't know. Someone must want it pretty badly.
Do you believe, Marcus?
Christ is the search for the divine in all of us. But if you want facts, Indy, I've none to give you. At my age, I'm prepared to take a few things on faith.
Call Donovan, Marcus. Tell him I'll take that ticket to Venice now.
I'll tell him we'll take two.
What's going to happen when
we get
to
Venice? Don't worry. Dr. Schneider will be there to meet you. I maintain an apartment in Venice. At your disposal.
Oh, well, that's good.
Dr. Jones, good luck. I'll be very careful. Don't trust anybody.
Recognize this Dr. Schneider when we see him.
I don't know. Maybe he'll know us.
Dr. Jones?
Yes.
I knew it was you. You have your father's eyes.
And my mother's ears. But the rest belongs to you.
Looks like the best parts have already been spoken for. Marcus Brody?
That's right.
Dr. Elder Schneider.
How do you do?
The last time I saw your father, we were in the library. He was very close to tracking down the night's tomb. I've never seen him so excited. He was as giddy as a schoolboy.
Schoolboy? Tilla, the professor? He was never giddy, even when he was a schoolboy. Fräulein, do you permit me?
I usually don't.
I usually don't either.
In that case, I permit you.
It makes me very happy.
But I'm already sad. By tomorrow, it will have faded.
Tomorrow, I'll steal you.
I hate to interrupt you, but the reason we're here...
Yes, I have something to show you. I left your father working in the library. He sent me to the map section to fetch an ancient plan of the city. When I got back to his table, he'd gone, with all his papers, except for that scrap which I found near his chair.
Roman numerals.
Here is the library.
That doesn't look much like a library.
Looks like a converted church.
This case is the literal truth. You're on holy ground. These columns over here were brought back as spoils of war after the sacking of Byzantium during the Crusades. Now, please excuse me. The library is closing in a few moments. I'll arrange for us to stay a little longer.
Marcus, I've seen this window before.
Where?
Right here, in Dad's diary. You see?
Look in there. The Roman numerals.
Dad was on to something here.
Well, now we know the source of the numbers, but we still don't know what they mean.
Dad sent me this diary for a reason. Until we find out why, I suggest we keep it to ourselves.
Find something?
Yes, 3, 7, and 10. The window seems to be the source of a Roman numeral.
My God, I must be blind.
Dad wasn't looking for a book about the knight's tomb. He was looking for the tomb itself. Don't you get it? The tomb is somewhere in the library. You said yourself it used to be a church. Look. 3, 7, 7, 10, and 10. Now, where's the 10? Look around for the 10.
Bingo.
You don't disappoint, Dr. Jones. You're a great deal like your father.
Except he's lost and I'm not.
Lower me down.
Look after this one, will you? Come on.
Pagan symbols. 4th or 5th century.
Right. 600 years before the Crusades.
The Christians would have dug their own passages and burial chambers centuries later.
That's right. There's a knight of the First Crusade down here. That's where we'll find him.
The shield is the second marker.
What's that?
to rubbing. Dad me with a grill tablet.
Just like your father. Giddy as a schoolboy. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were here now to see this?
Never would have made it past the rats. He hates rats. He's scared to death of them.
Yours.
where he is.
Who are you?
My name is Kasim.
And why were you trying to kill me?
The secret of the Grail has been safe for 1,000 years. And for all that time, the Brotherhood of the Cruciform Sword have been prepared to do anything to keep it safe. Let me off at this gentleman. Ask yourself, why do you seek the cup of Christ? Is it for his glory or for yours?
I didn't come for the cup of Christ. I came to find my father.
In that case, God be with you in your quest. Your father is being held in the castle of Brunwald on the Austrian-German border.
How's the head?
Better now I've seen this. It's the name of a city. Alexandretta?
The Knights of the First Crusade laid siege to the city of Alexandretta for over a year. The entire city was destroyed. The present city of Iskenderun is built on its ruins. Marcus, you remember what the Grail tablet said? Across the desert and through the mountain to the canyon of the crescent moon. Where exactly?
Your father would know. Your father did know. Look, he made a map. He must have pieced it together from clues scattered through the whole history of the Grail quest. A map with no names. Now, he knew there was a city with an oasis due east. Here. He knew the course turned south through the desert to a river, and the river led into the mountains. Here. Straight to the canyon. He knew everything, except where to begin. The name of the city.
Alexandretta. Now we know.
Yes, now we know.
Marcus, get hold of Sala. Tell him to meet you in Iskenderun.
What about you?
I'm going after Dad.
Elsa?
What were they looking for?
This.
The Grail Diary.
Uh-huh.
You had it? You didn't trust me.
I didn't know you. At least I let you tag along.
Oh, yes. Give them a flower and they'll follow you anywhere.
Knock it off. You're not mad.
No?
No. You like the way I do things.
Lucky I don't do things the same way. You'd still be standing at the Venice Pier.
Look, what do you think is going on here? Since I met you, I've nearly been incinerated, drowned, shot at, and chopped into fish bait. We're caught in the middle of something sinister here. My guess is Dad found out more than he was looking for. And until I'm sure, I'm going to continue to do things the way I think they should be done.
How dare you kiss me?
Leave me alone. I don't like fast women.
And I hate arrogant men.
About this place?
I know the Grunwalds are famous art collectors. What are you going to do?
Don't know. Think of something.
Dad? Not before time. Do you intend to leave us standing on the doorstep all day with the rain?
Look. I've gone and caught a sniffle.
Are you expected?
Do not take that tone with me, my good man. Now buckle off and tell Baron Brunwell that Lord Clarence MacDonald and his lovely assistant are here to view the tapestries.
Tapestries?
Dear me, a man is dense. This is a castle, isn't it? There are tapestries.
This is a castle. And we have many tapestries. And if you are a Scottish lord, then...
I am Mickey Mouse. How dare he?
Yes, sir.
It is you, Junior.
Don't call me that, please.
Well, what are you doing here?
I came to get you. What are you...
Late 14th century Ming Dynasty. Oh, it breaks the heart.
And the head.
You hit me bad. I'll never forgive myself.
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Thank God. It's fake. See, you can tell with the cross section.
No! Yeah, get your stuff. We gotta get out of here.
Well, I'm sorry about your head, though. But I thought you were one of them.
Yeah, they come in through the doors.
Good point. But better safe than sorry. I was wrong this time. But by God, I wasn't wrong when I mailed you my diary. You obviously got it.
I got it, but I used it. We found the entrance to the catacombs.
Through the library?
Right.
I knew it. And the tomb of Sir Richard?
Found it.
He was actually there. You saw him?
Well, what was left of him?
And his shield. The inscription on Sir Richard's shield.
Alexandretta.
Alexandretta, of course. On the pilgrim trail from the Eastern Empire. Junior, you did it.
No, Dad, you did. 40 years.
If only I could have been with you.
There were rats, Dad.
Rats?
Yeah, big ones. What do the Nazis want with you, Dad?
They wanted my diary.
Yeah?
I knew I had to get that book as far away from me as I possibly could. Yeah.
Dr. Jones.
Yes? Yes?
I will take the book now.
What book?
You have the diary in your pocket.
You don't. Do you think my son would be that stupid that he would bring my diary all the way back here?
You didn't, did you? You didn't bring it, did you?
Well,
you did.
Look, can we discuss this later? I should have mailed it to the marks, bro. Will you take it easy? Take it easy? Why do you think I sent it home in the first place so it wouldn't fall into their hands? I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior? I told you. Don't call me Junior. Look what you did. I can't believe what you did.
Elsa! That's far enough. Put down the gun, Dr. Jones. Put down the gun or the Fräulein dies.
But she's one of them.
Indy, please.
It's an action. What? Trust me.
Indy, no!
I will kill her.
Go ahead.
No! Don't shoot.
Don't worry, he won't.
Indy, please, do what he says.
And don't listen to her.
Enough, she dies!
Wait!
But you should have listened to your father.
How did you know she was a Nazi?
She talks in her sleep. I didn't trust him. Why did you?
Because he didn't take my advice. Didn't I warn you not to trust anybody, Dr. Jones?
I misjudged you, Walter. I knew you would sell your mother for an Etruscan vase, but I didn't know you would sell your country and your soul to the slime of humanity.
Dr. Schneider, there are pages torn out of this.
This book contained a map with no names, precise directions from the unknown city to the secret canyon of the crescent moon.
So it did.
Where are these missing pages, this map? We must have these pages back.
You're wasting your breath. He won't tell us. And he doesn't have to. It's perfectly obvious where the pages are. He's given them to Marcus Brody.
Marcus? You didn't drag poor Marcus along, did you? He's not up to the challenge.
He sticks out like a sore thumb. We'll find him.
The hell you will. He's got a 2-day head start on you, which is more than he needs. Brody's got friends in every town and village from here to the Sudan. He speaks a dozen languages, knows every local custom. He'll blend in, disappear. You'll never see him again. With any luck, he's got the grail already.
Does anyone here speak English? Or even ancient Greek? Oh, water, no, thank you, sir. There are fish made of it. Thank you so much. No, I don't like that. No, I really don't want it. No, thank you very much. No, thank you, madam. I'm a vegetarian. Does anyone understand a word I'm saying here?
Mr. Brody!
Oh, thank goodness.
Marcus Brody, sir! But where is Indy?
Oh, he's in Austria.
It's like detour. You are on your own?
And yes, but don't panic. Everything's under control. A few that you've arranged our supplies.
Oh, yes, of course, but where are we going?
Oh, this map will show you. It was drawn by,
Mr. Brody. Welcome to Iskenderun. The director of the Museum of Antiquities has sent a car for you.
Oh, your servant, sir.
And I'm his.
Follow me, please.
My reputation precedes me.
There is no museum in Iskenderun.
Papers, please.
Papers.
Of course. Run.
Yes.
Papers, sir. Yes. Got it here. Just finished reading it myself.
Run. Yes.
Egyptian mail. Morning edition. Run.
Did you say...
Quick! Find the back door! Find the back door!
Intolerable. Dr. Schneider, message from Berlin. You must return immediately. Aurelius Institute of Aryan Culture.
Sir.
Your presence on the platform is requested at the highest level.
Thank you, Herr Robert. I will meet you at Iskenderun.
I'll take this diary to the Reich Museum in Berlin. It'll show them our progress, ahead of schedule. Without the map, I'm afraid it's no better than a souvenir.
Let me kill them now.
No. If we fail to recover the pages from Brody, we'll need them alive.
Always do what the doctor orders.
Don't look at me like that. We both wanted the Grail. I would have done anything to get it. You would have done the same.
I'm sorry you think so.
I can't forget how wonderful it was.
Thank you. It was rather wonderful.
Your car is there.
That's how Austrians say goodbye.
And this is how we say goodbye in Germany, Dr. Choi.
Austrian way better.
So did I.
He's trying to get these ropes loose. We gotta get to Marcus before the Nazis do.
You said he had 2 days stop, that he would blend in, disappear.
Are you kidding? I made that up. You know, Marcus, he got lost once in his own museum.
Can you try and reach my left jacket pocket? What am I looking for?
My lucky charm.
It looks like a cigarette lighter.
Try and burn through the ropes.
Very good. Tell you something.
Don't get sentimental now, Dad. Save it till we get out of here.
The floor's on fire. See?
And the chair.
A speech teacher's man here.
We have Marcus Brody. More important, we have the map.
I believe my map.
By the personal command of the Fuhrer, secrecy essential to success, eliminate the American conspirators.
Germany has declared war on the Jones boys. Los Baron.
Dad! Oh, Dad! Oh, Dad! What? Oh. Head for the fireplace! Oh.
I think I can get these ropes off. Whoops.
Our situation has not improved.
Listen, Dad, I'm almost free.
Thank you.
to Berlin.
Brody's this way.
My diary's in Berlin.
We don't need the diary, Dad. Marcus has the map.
There is more in the diary than just the map.
All right, Dad. Tell me.
Well, he who finds the Grail must face the final challenge.
What final challenge?
Three devices of such lethal cunning.
Booby traps?
Oh, yes. But I found the clues that will safely take us through in the Chronicles of St. Anselm.
Well, what are they? Can't you remember?
I wrote them down in my diary so that I wouldn't have to remember.
Half the German army's on our tail, and you want me to go to Berlin? Into the lion's den?
Yes. The only thing that matters is the Grail.
What about Marcus?
Marcus would agree with me.
Two selfless martyrs. Jesus Christ.
That's for blasphemy. The quest for the Grail is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is captured by the Nazis, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand me?
This is an obsession, Dad. I never understood it. Never.
Neither did Mom.
Oh, yes, she did. Only too well. Unfortunately, she kept her illness from me. But all I could do was mourn her.
Pilgrims in an unholy land.
I want it.
You came back for the book? Why?
My father didn't want it incinerated.
Is that what you think of me? I believe in the Grail, not the swastika.
You stood up to be counted with the enemy of everything that the Grail stands for. Who gives a damn what you think?
You do!
All I have to do is squeeze.
All I have to do is squeeze.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Ausflug aus Nassling, Königsberg, Frankfurt-Oder, Hattenhausen.
What did you get?
I don't know. First available flight out of Germany.
Germany behind us, then I'll share that sentiment.
Relax.
Tickets, please. Fahrschein, meine Damen.
Guten Tag, Herr Jones.
Fahrschein, mein Herr.
Weg.
Tickets, please.
Was?
No ticket.
Sharing your adventures is an interesting experience.
It's not always shared. It's disgraceful. You're old enough to be her grandfather.
Well, Miss Human is the next man.
I was the next man.
Ships that pass in the night.
Do you remember the last time we had a quiet drink? I had a milkshake.
What did we talk about?
We didn't talk. We never talked.
Do I detect a rebuke?
A regret. It was just the two of us, Dad. It was a lonely way to grow up. For you, too. If you'd been an ordinary average father like the other guys' dads, you'd have understood that.
Actually, I was a wonderful father.
Wonderful.
Did I ever tell you to eat up, go to bed, wash your ears, do your homework? No, I respected your privacy, and I taught you self-reliance.
What you taught me was that I was less important to you than people who'd been dead for 500 years in another country. And I learned it so well that we've hardly spoken for 20 years.
You left just when you were becoming interesting.
Dad, how
can you? I'm here now. What do you want to talk about?
I can't think of anything.
Then what are you complaining about? We have work to do. When we get to Alexandretta, we will face three challenges. First, the breath of God. Only the penitent man will pass. Second, the word of God. Only in the footsteps of God will he proceed. Third, the path of God. Only in the leap from the lion's head will he prove his worth.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We're turning around. They're taking us back to Germany.
I thought it would take him a lot longer to figure out the radio was dead. Come on, Dan. Move! Come on, Dan. Come on!
George,
only remembered my Charlemagne. Let my armies be the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky.
Taken from Professor Jones' diary, Your Highness, and they include a map that pinpoints the exact location of the Grail. As you can see, the Grail is all but in our hands. However, Your Highness, we would not think of crossing your soil without your permission, nor of removing the Grail from your borders without suitable compensation.
What have you brought?
Bring danger!
Precious valuables, Your Highness. Donated by some of the finest families in all of Germany.
Rolls Royce Phantom II. 4.3-liter, 30 horsepower, six-cylinder engine. With Stromberg downdraft carburetor can go from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 12.5 seconds. And I even like the color.
The keys are in the ignition, Your Highness.
You shall have camels, horses, an armed escort, provisions, desert vehicles, and tanks.
You're welcome.
We have no time to lose. Indiana Jones and his father have escaped.
Get the terminal out of the way.
Ipsy!
What happened to Marcus, Sala? They set out across the desert this afternoon. I believe they took Mr. Brody with them.
Now they have the map. And in this sort of race, there's no silver medal for finishing second.
Care to wet your whistle, Marcus?
I'd rather spit in your face.
Better than I haven't got any spit.
Must be within 3 or 4 miles. Otherwise, we are off the map.
Well, Marcus, we're on the brink of the recovery of the greatest artifact in the history of mankind.
You're meddling with powers you cannot possibly comprehend.
I see Brody. Seems okay.
Tank.
Six-pound gun.
What do you think you're doing? Get down!
Dad, we're well out of range.
The car belongs to my brother.
Come on, come on!
Can't see anyone after that.
Maybe it wasn't even Jones.
No. It's him, all right. He's here somewhere.
Put Brody in the tank.
Los, los, den hoch, auf die Gang! So, wo ist das Geräusch hergekommen?
Well, in this sun, without transportation, they're as good as dead.
Jones, all right.
Now, who are all these people?
Who cares? As long as we're keeping Donovan busy.
Dad, you stay here while Paul and I organize some transportation.
Fire!
take the camels.
I don't need camels.
What, Hindi?
No camels.
Who is he?
A messenger from God. For the unrighteous, the cup of life holds everlasting damnation.
Aid our own resuscitation. Henry.
What are you doing here? It's
a rescue order. Come on.
Hide everything off!
Look, Sergeant.
Search him.
What is this book? That miserable little diary of yours. He has the map. The book is useless, and yet you come all the way back to Berlin to get it. Why? What are you hiding?
The diary tell you that it doesn't tell us.
It tells me that goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of burning.
Colonel! Jones is getting away!
I think not, Herr Donovan.
Not that Jones, the other Jones!
Compensation for my brother-in-law's car. Indy, your father and Brody.
Where's my father?
They have them in the belly of that steel beast. Fire!
driver.
I just wasn't ready, Marcus. 5 minutes would have been enough.
thought I'd lost you, boy.
You had to, sir.
Well done. Come on. Let's go then. Why are you sitting there resting when we're so near the end? Come on, let's go.
See you again.
I'm like a bad penny. I always turn.
Step back now, Dr. Schneider. Give Dr. Jones some room. He's going to recover the Grail for us. Impossible? What do you say, Jones? Ready to go down in history?
As what? A Nazi stooge like you.
The Nazis? Is that the limit of your vision? The Nazis want to write themselves into the Grail legend. Take on the world. Well, they're welcome. But I want the Grail itself. The cup that gives everlasting life. Hitler can have the world, but he can't take it with him. I'm going to be drinking my own health when he's gone the way of the dodo. The Grail is mine. And you're going to get it for me.
Shooting me won't get you anywhere.
You know something, Dr. Jones? You're absolutely right.
Dad. Dad.
No.
Get back!
When you're dead, the healing power of the Grail is the only thing that can save your father now. It's time to ask yourself what you believe.
He's all right.
A second challenge for the word of God. Only in the footsteps of God will he proceed.
Three brothers who swore an oath to find the Grail and to guard it.
It was 700 years ago.
No time to wait. You're strangely dressed for a knight.
Not exactly. A knight, what do you mean?
I was chosen because I was the bravest, the most worthy. The honor was mine. Till another came to challenge me to single combat. I pass it to you who vanquished me.
Listen, I don't have time to explain it.
Wisely, for as the true Grail will bring you life, the false Grail will take it from you.
I'm not a historian. I have no idea what it looks like. Which one is it?
Let me choose.
Chosen wisely. But the Grail cannot pass beyond the Great Seal. That is the boundary and the price of immortality.
Oh,
guns. Please. Don't move.
It's ours, Indy. Yours and mine.
Elsa, don't cross the seal. The knight warned us not to take the grail from here.
Always mean is this Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
Like Indiana.
We're named the dog Indiana.
May we go home now, please?
The dog? You are named after the dog?
Got a lot of fond memories of that dog. Ready?
Ready?
Indy, Henry, follow me. I know the way. Ha!
Got lost in his own museum, huh?
Uh-huh.
After you, Junior.
Yes, sir.